Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
By now you've heard the news. Jerod Mayo is out, head coach of the New England Patriots. And I was just so upset about them winning that game yesterday because how it affects the future of the franchise. Not necessarily because you take the first round pick, but you can take that and parlay that into lots of other things
sure.
for the team, right?
Sure.
Looking down the road, this is going to affect the team possibly for years down the road, winning that stupid game yesterday that did not matter. And so while I was screaming at the television, we were putting away our holiday decorations, my wife, Lana, had some questions.
Head coach, offensive coordinator, Al, gone. What is your question?
My question is, and I've been wondering this for a while, and it kind of overlaps into all sports because gambling is involved in sports and, you know, and everybody thought they need to lose. They need to lose so we can get the number one draft pick. I agree. But can a coach, can a team go into a room and be like, we need to essentially throw this game? Is that legal? I mean, not legal, but like there are rules in the NFL and the NBA.
There are rules in society, too. A CEO leading a company can't lead it to fail, and he can get in trouble for that. So that's a great question. No, he can't go into the locker room and say, we're going to lose this game. But he can do things as a head coach. For example, they put in the backup quarterback who had a fantastic first half. He played great. Good for him. Bench his ass for the second half. The punter should have been playing quarterback for the third quarter. And then they should have had...
are there questions raised around that then after the fact? Like,
yeah, probably Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft were, dumb, what are you doing? We had the number one pick. Even if they
if they put in, like, the kicker as a quarterback.
You don't have to do that. They have a second string. They have a third string quarterback. They could have run the ball every play, but they didn't. They were throwing the ball down the field like they were trying to get into the playoffs. It was insane.
I agree, but I just wondered. I didn't know if anybody could be penalized for such or if he can actually say we need to come.
Okay, so
everything we can.
If you want to know how to throw a game without getting in trouble for throwing a game, the team they played against, the Buffalo Bills, they threw the game. They lost the game on purpose. So the Patriots would not
get their number one draft pick.
Exactly. So
why couldn't these dum-dums do it?
That's what I'm saying. The Bills are going to the playoffs, so it doesn't matter to them. And you know what they did? They put in their second string or their third string. They ran the ball.
So I agree with you. It would have been after that I would have probably been like, hey, you're not the coach for us.
Yeah, for me personally, I would not have fired Jerod Mayo after this season that he had. New quarterback looks great.
You just said you would have.
No. After the game today. After today, you just like blowing it for all of these picks you could have had or the number one. There was so much positive that could have come out of losing today.
You know what?
Dumb. Lose the game.
We're just going to suck again next year.
And now here we go again. And it's been like 5 years now.
Oh, because, you know, New England's not used to losing or anything.
Well, then the Celtics lost Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah. We're a bunch of crybabies up here.
Not wrong.
Dan, did I explain that okay?
Yeah, Lana has never heard of the term tanking, which professional sports teams do all the time, where they lose on purpose subtly so that they can get a better draft pick. Mm-hmm. We lost all year. We couldn't lose one game that the one game that we wanted to lose.
Okay. And you think that getting, first and foremost,
if we had
that first round draft pick, do you think we'd actually use it or do you think we'd trade it to try and get a whole lot more players?
That one.
A,
yeah.
So there's that. And mm-hmm. B, so now we get the second round draft pick.
No,
is that so bad?
No, we dropped down, I think, three
to
or four.
No. Y'all, one draft pick is not going to change this team.
It did with Tom Brady.
He was in the sixth round, though.
Thank you.
He got fired so fast after that game.
They were still in the locker room.
That's brutal.
Within 50 minutes, I think it was.
I feel badly for him. I feel like he was not given a good enough
time. I do not feel badly for him.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he was never qualified to have the job.
Oh, I see.
He was never a coordinator.
He just wasn't ready mm-hmm. yet.
No, yeah, he had never called a play as a coach.
Right.
And there's steps you take before you become a head coach. Mm-hmm. But Robert Kraft went on a trip to Israel with him and decided he should be the coach. Mm-hmm. So he just put him in, and he was never qualified for that job.
All right, Dan, so who's going to be our next coach? Because you know that they've been thinking about this for a long time.
Yeah, I would like Mike Vrabel, also a former Patriots player, but has went elsewhere and won Coach of the Year in mm-hmm. other places.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he's far more qualified.
And he's got a wonderfully strong chin, Kennedy. I don't know if you've ever seen him before.
Yes, I looked him up this morning.
Good-looking guy.
We don't want any Uggos leading this team.
Yeah, he's a really good-looking guy.
Because that's important when it comes to winning.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Belichick was a looker, and we won 6 Super Bowls with him.
That's right.
I still don't have sleeves on my hoodies.
Oh, it's a tough way to start the new year, losing your job, right?
I just feel so badly for
him. I do, too. I really like him as a person, as a human being.
Yes.
I think he's a really good guy, and I think, I disagree with Dan. I think they should have given him another season.
I think they should have fired him before the game.
In the middle of the game? Like second quarter, Robert Kraft on the sideline?
I think they should have came out and just took his clipboard and say, you're done here.
Wow, Dan.
Let me run a franchise. Iron Fist.
I'm serious. Put Dan in, yo.
From the 518, one pick changed the Chiefs franchise. That's probably from our Chiefs fan in Kansas City. You stay out of this conversation today. Yeah. This one isn't for you.
We want to hear about you going for a three-peat. to be you.
Oh, my God. I'm here for it.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.